Oh, I had a guy, one of my recent gangbangs. I want to rub my dick on your eyeball.
What?
It's a video of me and I'm spreading my eye.
What do you eat for breakfast before a gangbang?
Double sausage McMuffin from McDonald's.
What challenges do you have next?
Bonnie Blue's petting zoo. I am going to be in a glass box, tied up, and it's going to be open for the public.
Yeah, so I organised a 100-man gangbang, but no one showed up.
That's really embarrassing. I probably won't admit that.
Oh, Kat, I thought we said you weren't going to... We're rolling. We shouldn't talk about this.
Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah, just keep that one a secret.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah. All right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we have a very, very special guest. We have... Bonnie Blue.
Thank you for having me on.
How would you describe what Bonnie Blue does?
Oh God, where do I start? I mean, I take barely legals, virgins, grandads, and you might have heard, but I slept with 1,057 men in 12 hours.
Did you?
Yeah, I kept that one quiet though. I didn't want to brag about
it too much. Yeah. I didn't know about that. Oh my God, that's crazy. No, I have to say, I'm very, very excited to meet you actually.
I'm not what you probably expect. I say that's one of the biggest things people tell me. It's like, you are not what I expected. You're not what I thought.
What do they expect?
Like, I don't know. I guess someone that's full of themselves.
Right, okay, like,
I don't know, cocky. But I'm actually just normal, despite what I do on camera.
Right, okay,
I'm very normal.
Yeah, I find it, because this is something I find interesting, right? So obviously, there's lots of like big OnlyFans girls.
Yeah.
But none have become like a household name. Because obviously there's like OnlyFans girls who are like big on the internet and like people who are chronically online know who they are. But like my mum knows who Bonnie Blue is. Like that's mad. And I think you're like the first girl to, and you're British.
Yes.
You're waving the flag.
I tell you what, it helped me out starting in Australia.
Oh, okay.
I think
because
they're even more uptight than what the British are.
Right.
I think if I'd have maybe started in the US, I might not have blown up as much because the Australia market and the UK market, well, middle-aged women in particular, are a lot more negative towards OnlyFans and porn. So that sort of made me become even more controversial and I guess in the news.
Why do you think they hate it more over there?
Just they much prefer the white picket fence, marriage, you know, settle down, you know, don't talk about sex, God forbid. So I think that just...
So do you think the UK we're bigger slags than in the US? Is that...
Hard to say. I think probably the US has more slags.
Okay.
UK, we have a fair amount, but it's a lot more hidden.
Right. I try to be a slag. I mean, I'm basically a virgin compared to you. I've like... I think I fucked like 50 people and I...
It's hard work being a slag, isn't it?
Yeah. How do you find the time?
I know when people call me a slag, I'm like, that is actually a compliment. You know how hard it is to organise these gangbangs and take that much dick? Like, you don't just walk down the street and happen to fall into a gangbang and go, wow, my body count's 1,000. Like, it is hard work.
Are you ever like, do you ever just go somewhere and men just start queuing?
They'll queue for photos.
Really?
Yeah. They'll queue for photos a lot of the time if they see me out and about. Or they're like, oh, when's your next event?
Right.
Or they'll shout, I'm barely legal.
I was worried, like, getting you into my flat. I was like, oh my God, like, I need to get her in quickly in case people just sort of start swarming.
Maybe we should start a queue outside. Yeah.
Finally, I'll get some dick. Yeah. Do you find, what do people say to you on the street?
They just want photos, to be honest. Mm. Or they say like, oh, you're so lovely. I don't get hate. I would expect I've been egged by now or pushed, punched, whatever. But it's not happened yet. Everyone, even the women, are so sweet and so nice.
Really?
And I always say like, it's not for young women, because that's what I get a lot of hate for as well, saying like, oh, I'm promoting this to young women or like, oh, I'm such a bad influence. I'm not saying you should go and sleep with 1,000 people. Like we've said, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. But I want people to look at me and think, you know what? She doesn't care. She doesn't care what people think about her. She gets all this hate online and she's still confident. She's still living her life how she wants to live it. And that's the message I want young people to take from. It's like, don't think just because your parents have said you have to go to university, you have to go and do this, that's what happiness is. I want to be an example of, no, fuck it. If you want to do something and as long as that makes you happy, then you do it. And I think that is a good message.
And it is true. Like if a bloke had fucked 1,000 women, people would be like, whatever.
Yeah, they would not get the hate.
Yeah, It is kind of, well, I think you're an inspiration to women everywhere, Bonnie Blue. I aspire to be like you.
Yeah. Well, soon. It's like, I always get comments like, oh, if this was a guy, they'd be arrested. Oh, they'd be put down by now. And it's like,
no, they don't.
No, guys do this yeah. all the time and it's been fine.
Yeah, especially like the barely legal stuff. Because I was talking about this with a friend the other day, because like, you also get a lot of hate from like OnlyFans girls.
Oh, yeah.
Which I find interesting because in my experience of being on the internet and doing OnlyFans, they don't care what type of stuff you do. Mm-hmm. So long as you're an OnlyFans girl, they're like, you're a slut, you're a yeah. whore. So
you
it's
could
like,
be doing like cooking on that. It's like, yeah. Oh, you do OnlyFans.
Yeah. And like, and so many girls make income promoting themselves as barely legal.
Yeah.
And they're like 28.
Yeah, in their mind, I mean, I can't get away with that. I'd be more realistic if I said 46. But in theirs, they're like, they're in their like mid-20s and they're putting 18, 19 or just yeah. 18. And they're happy to give me hate, even though they're doing the exact same message as what I'm doing, apart from I'm not lying about it. They are 18. And
yeah.
they're happy to dress up as a schoolgirl, do the freckles, the pigtails. yeah, pretend yeah. they're really young. But God forbid I say, okay, let's have equality. And it's a young boy as opposed to a girl saying, hey, I've just turned 18.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like, I've bloody done schoolgirl content.
Yeah. Oh my God, when I'm first 30, started, yeah. I was like, pigtails. yeah, look at me. I'm a schoolgirl.
So when you first started, did you think you'd be doing like extreme stuff?
No, not at all.
Really? Were you like, I'm going to post a few like lingerie pics?
Oh no, I was never interested enough just to do that. Like, I knew it was going to have to be sex. I just didn't ever imagine it would be this extreme. So when I first started, it was like everyone, like I uploaded, well, I started off as a cam girl.
Same.
The OnlyFans yeah. was only ever meant to promote the camming. I never imagined I'd make it in OnlyFans or sex tapes. Like, hadn't really watched porn, didn't understand it. Like, it's like a whole industry I didn't know anything about. And I did a few sex tapes, very, very average. I'd probably want to claw my eyes out if I watched
right,
them.
Right, yeah.
Very embarrassing. Because it was so me pretending to be a porn star, me trying.
Oh, like, okay.
I don't know, it was just so fake. Mm. It wasn't enjoyable. It was just cringy, unrealistic. It just wasn't how I had sex. Wasn't what you'd want to watch. And it was just me trying to put this act on.
Okay.
And yeah, so like I did a few of that. I was earning okay money, but nothing like right it would have soon run out type of thing.
Mm.
And then we have this thing in Australia called schoolies. Okay. Which is basically what we have freshers over here. And I was like, actually, what if I made content with them? What if I handed business cards out and just tried to drive more traffic to my OnlyFans by doing
oh.
that? And that's where the whole idea came from, is actually, I'm going to fuck these 18-year-olds, post it online, and hopefully people love it.
Have you ever had any 18-year-olds be like, they've done it and then been like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that? Or do they just all have a great time?
Not yet. Like, it might happen in the future. Someone might do it and go, actually, I don't want that going out there, or I've changed my mind. And that's fine. Like, yeah. it is, people know when they make a sex tape with me, it's probably going to go viral. It's going to be seen by millions. And, but they sort of know that beforehand now. It's not hidden. When you come and see me, it's not a, oh my gosh, she might film it, she might not. You know it's going to be filmed. You know I'm going to post the video.
Yeah.
And yeah, so no one's ever contacted me and said, actually, I regret it. Some people don't want to show their face, or they don't want to do the social media beforehand. They only want to do the sex tape. And
right.
that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. What cam site did you start on?
Adult Work.
Oh, Adult Work. Yeah. Mm. So I started on Chatterbait.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it's the same. I was like, oh, I just started OnlyFans just to promote that or whatever. But then soon I sort of started doing OnlyFans. Thing is with me though, I started doing like shooting sex scenes and I was just never very good at it. So I sort of didn't carry on really.
Yeah, but sex scenes aren't as easy as what you think.
No, it takes a lot.
Yeah, you're overthinking. I can remember seeing my first one. I was like, what is that angle? Like, what am I doing? Why does my face look like that?
What was the first like big gangbang you did?
The first event I did was schoolies, but that wasn't any gangbangs. I think the most I did was three guys.
Okay.
So that was in November. And then I was like, oh my God, I absolutely love this. I want to keep doing this. And I realized that was sort of like my niche and the way I marketed myself. So then in March, I went to spring break in Cancun.
Yeah.
And did like, the most I did there was like four or five. And then it got to the last night. And everyone would say to me, like, oh, I've messaged you multiple times. You've not replied. I'm like, look, I've only got so many holes and so much time. Like,
I'm not a crumpet. My God.
I was like, what can I do to basically get through as many as possible?
Mm.
So that's when I shared my room number online. I was like, hey, boys, this is my room number. This is my hotel. I leave tomorrow morning at like 10 a.m. Just queue up and I'm going to see as many of you as possible.
Oh my God.
And then that's when I did at Gangbang of 19.
Do you think it's fair to say you've done more for the men's loneliness epidemic than the NHS?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the NHS queue is definitely longer than my queue's ever been.
Yeah. Mm. Bloody hell, that's true.
Yeah.
Keir Starmer needs to get you down there to the NHS. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, their queue's still waiting. Everyone in my queue's been seen and done.
Yeah.
Like, sorted.
They need to get you in A&E just there for...
Oh my God, I'd get through them so quick.
Yeah. It would solve a lot, I think. God. This is a social policy podcast, by the way. We solve issues. Mm-hmm. Right. So you organised... Right. So with the 1,000, right? Like...
I was so nervous for that.
Yeah.
I was more not about the sex, not about am I going to be hurting, am I going to be left in a wheelchair, like what is going to happen. It was like no one's going to turn up.
Right.
I was like, because the location I shared was the address across the road, because I didn't want to give my exact address and somebody try and ambush it, or
yeah,
I don't know, I was like, I just don't want to give the exact address and something go wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just so concerned no one's going to show up. Like, I'm going to be, there's more staff, security and people doing admin than there is people to be inside of me.
How many security did you have?
I had one person with me at all times, one person outside of my door. They were security downstairs, like maybe like two or three, and then there was security outside of the building as well.
And did you have a set time? Like how long did they each get?
Everyone like on average got about 30 to 40 seconds.
Right. And many managed to come in 30, 40 seconds.
Oh, no. So they had 30, 40 seconds like inside of me.
Right.
But they could be wanked off by me. They could do blowjobs. Well, I do blowjobs. They weren't doing blowjobs. Mm. And then they could be stood in the corner watching. So the interaction was longer than 40 seconds. It's just actually inside of me. We had to make sure it was like a rotate, like.
Did any of them start wanking off each other?
No.
Like sucking each other off?
Not yet. But the security is more for them than it is for me.
Right.
Because I was concerned. Like, I was like, if another guy comes on somebody else by mistake, the other guy might like, oh, what are you doing? Like, that's gay. So the security is more for them than it is me.
Yeah.
Because like, they were always overly respectful to me.
Okay.
So security is just to make sure they're okay. Nothing kicks off. Because I've been in gangbang situations. They haven't.
Right.
Like, even though they know what they're getting themselves into, actually having another guy's dick touch you, or you're having sex with me and then another guy gets come on you. I just wanted to make sure nothing kicks off, basically.
I think it's fair to say, though, for blokes going to a gangbang, he's got to expect he might get a bit of cum on him.
Mm, 100%.
Yeah.
Even some porn stars hate it.
What, cum?
Yeah.
I like cum. I don't like spit.
Oh, really?
Do you like spit?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love being, like, destroyed. I especially like skimming through a video at the end of it. And I like looking at the start, you know, prim and proper.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to visit the queen. What if she went dead? And then, like, you skim through it and it slowly, like, makeup's down the face. My hair looks like you've backcombed it.
Yeah. Are you orgasming throughout?
Not always, no.
Because...
Like, because it was like switching, when I did the 1,000, you're switching that much.
Yeah.
Like, I need a bit longer than 30 seconds. Like, or I need to be like, oh, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right.
Mm.
And it's hard to give them direction when they're like, they're coming and thinking, right, I've got 30 seconds to like try and, you know, go as hard as I can or as soft as I can with this person.
Yeah.
Like, they're not necessarily thinking about my orgasm, they're thinking of their own.
How often, right, during these gangbangs, how often do men actually pay attention to your clit?
Hit and miss. Some of them are like, literally like as hard as they can. Like, fuck, I want to be the one that's made Bonnie Blue come in this event.
Yeah.
Other ones, they might as well be blindfolded.
Right. Because I've watched your videos for research, obviously. Okay. Yes. And you do have quite a big clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they still can't find it sometimes.
I wouldn't say they can't find it. I'd say they're just not prioritizing, like, making me come. But like, I say when I go to these events, it's for them. Like, as much as it is for me, I'm like, this is your chance to de-stress. Like, you're away from your wife, your kids, whatever. Like, come and drain your balls on me. Like, this day's for you.
Like therapy.
Yeah. It's cheaper than therapy.
True. Yeah, because they don't pay anything.
Oh,
so
it's completely free.
It's a charity event. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a fun run.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Better than a fun run. Fun run, it's like... God, it's just like midlife crisis, these fun runs are sometimes.
True. Do you find, what are the blokes like that you're getting? Is it real mix?
Yeah. Hard to think. Someone says, oh, what's the typical guy? I'm like, there is not a typical guy at all. Some of them are young, some of them are old. Some of them, you can tell they're just coming with their mates. But yeah, I fucked Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Others are coming because they might feel a bit lonely and they want to have that intimate experience.
Yeah.
But they're all so lovely and respectful. Like, they've all got different intentions of why they want to be there. But they're so nice and everyone judges them. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen other comedians and, like, people with big followings talk about mental health, talk about how you should be positive. And then they're like, oh, these men are disgusting. They're vile. They need looking into. We need to look at their search history. And I'm like, who are you to judge them? You've never met any of them. You've never spoken to any of them. Yet you're going to sit there on your high horse and be like, oh, these men are vile. Like,
yeah. And I guess it's like, if you're going to look into someone's history, you should look into someone who's doing stuff, who wants to do stuff non-consensually.
Mm.
But you're like, I want to do
this. The whole thing is consent. And like, people say, I'm endangering other women. Like, one, I'm taking them off the street and saying, come here, I'll drain your balls, no issue. But also, I'm the one saying, I want this. I'm consenting to this. Like, I like it rough. I want you to spit on me. Whereas you wouldn't want them to spit on you. No, like, everyone's got different requirements, different things that turn them on.
Mm. Do you, like, with the 1,000 men...
Yeah.
There must have been some... What's the grossest thing that happened during... that,
see, it's hard, like, you're asking the wrong person for gross, because I think all of it is so hot. Like, there was one guy that wanted to lick the, I was lying on these like black leather like footstools type of thing, and there was one guy that wanted to suck up the cum between the footstools. So, like, imagine when I pull it apart, you can see it, imagine like a cheese toastie.
Oh my god.
And he sucked up the cum along there. Some people would be literally being sick at the idea of that, whereas I'm like, fuck, that's hot.
Yeah, it makes me feel a little bit sick, I can't lie.
Mine is the one bit, like, I love cum. It's just sometimes how warm some is and then some are cold, you know, because it's been going on for a long amount of time now. So it's the different, like, temperatures in your mouth.
Cold cum is not the best.
I prefer warm cum.
Yeah, you want that fresh, hot load.
Yeah.
That's just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it boiling in my mouth. But yeah, it's just sometimes when you've got like the different textures and then the different temperatures, I'm like, this is a lot going on in my mouth right now.
Oh my God. What are they doing when they're queuing?
Oh my gosh. So I didn't see them queuing majority of the time because I was very busy in the room. But I had like 2 or 3 toilet breaks throughout the whole day. And when I'd go upstairs, so the stairs are very like a spiral staircase. And it's across 3 floors. Mm. And I'd go to the toilet at the top. And when I'd come out, there'd be such a mixture of things going off. It was very chaotic. Some people would be eating a packed lunch. And I'd be thinking...
Like a Capri Sun.
Has your mum made the packed lunch? Has your wife? Like
a cheese string.
Yeah, oh like in the actual God. Plastic Tupperware, you know, that you would take to school. Some people's having a nap. You got some people drinking. Some people are having a wank. It is... Every single person you look at, whole different story.
Was there anyone like playing some Scrabble or cards?
Next time I should provide them with some games, I think.
Yeah. I could come along and run a pub quiz or something for them while they're
that
waiting.
That would be very good.
That could be good.
Yeah. But yeah, they're all just doing different things. One of these guys was stretching. I'm like, you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm just getting warmed up. Because they're on the stairs for a long amount of time.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to get that core strength going, I suspect, if you're going to, you know, start fucking.
Mm.
So.
But I think it must be intimidating.
Is there a lot of lube bottles around as well?
Yeah, so I don't really use much lube. I prefer that spit.
I need a lot of lube.
I actually found I did use some lube towards the end of the 1,000 and I actually stung me slightly. I think maybe I was starting to get like a friction.
Right.
Like burn inside. So when I used the lube, I was like, actually it's stinging a little bit. I'd much prefer to use spit and I had no problem with that.
Wow. Yeah, no, I need, just for like a standard 10-minute quickie, I need like quite a lot of lube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, some people are like, especially guys getting ahead, if the girl needs lube, oh, it's because she's not enjoying it, she's not having a good time. I'm like, no, that's not the reason. Like, sometimes people enjoy using lube and it's more pleasurable for them. Yeah. And there's so many reasons.
But I mean, you're kind of an athlete then.
Oh, I always say that.
Yeah. Have you got a Guinness World Record?
No. They should put me in the book, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Imagine my page. It'd always be stuck together because how many people would have wanked over it?
Yeah, I bet they probably are like, we can't give that an award.
We can't associate ourselves with her.
But fuck that. I'll give you an award.
Thank you.
You got the Kat Baker Award. Well done.
To be fair, you should come to my next event. I think you'd find it entertaining.
Yeah, I'd like to like report on it. I don't think I'd maybe like give people a couple hand jobs.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to get fucked by anyone, but I don't mind.
Do you not like having much sex?
I do like having sex, but only with people I like fancy.
Yeah.
Does that make me frigid?
No, like a lot of people say, how do I have sex with these people I don't find attractive? But I'm like, you never look at a guy. Imagine me and you was walking down this street now and we saw a good looking guy. That isn't what's going to make us finish. It's his technique or the way he is in the bedroom.
True.
So.
But have these guys got good technique?
Some of them, yeah. I mean, if they're turning up to my event, they're probably not that shy, some of them. Some of them are probably sleeping around a lot.
And how many virginities have you taken, do you think?
Oh, I'd love to know. Virginities is a hard one because some people lie. Some people say, because when I did freshers, I said, look, if you're a virgin, you get to skip the queue. You know, you can come straight upstairs because I am obsessed with virgins. And one of the virgins at freshers, the first thing he asked for was a rim job. I'm like, you're not a virgin.
Yeah. Virgins don't go straight to rimming.
No, not for the first thing. Maybe, you know, 10 minutes in. And if I'm sort of easing my way there, you might say, you know what, can you, get a bit messy with your tongue? But not for the first thing.
Oh.
So virgins is hard to tell. And some of them will say they're not. But then they are because they're too nervous. They want to play, you know, play a bit cool, play.
Yeah.
You know, fake it till you make it type of thing. Definitely into the hundreds.
Wow. I had some challenge ideas for you.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
So what about a Wetherspoons challenge, right? Where you have to have a gangbang in every Wetherspoons in the country.
There's a lot of Wetherspoons, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd do that?
So where would the gangbang happen? Like in...
Like behind the fruity machines or like in front of them?
I mean, I'd probably start off with a blowjob.
Okay.
I think, yeah, we should ease me into it.
A blowjob in every Wetherspoons.
Yeah. Maybe I should try that this weekend.
Yeah. There's one literally just round the corner from me, so.
No, well.
Yeah.
I'll get on my knees and start going.
Absolutely. Tim Martin, owner of Wetherspoons, if you want to sponsor Bonnie Blue.
Oh, Tim, I'm going to treat your customers so well.
That would, I mean... You have become synonymous with Britishness, I feel like, a little bit.
What does that word mean?
I've like, you're sort of like, when people now think of British girls, I think they think of Bonnie Blue. Which, I mean, I don't mind. Some people might be a bit angry about that.
Yeah, some people might be a bit offended.
But I think if you went to Wetherspoons, I feel like that would be quite a patriotic event. Because
The people at Wetherspoons, actually, I was doing some interviews outside one recently, and the staff came and asked for a photo. So I feel like maybe they would be very accommodating to me.
Yeah. I was in there the other day, and they were like opened late for VE Day, which is like the victory day of the war.
Oh, yeah.
So they should have like the Bonnie Blue Day.
Yeah. Give everyone a bank holiday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. What about also, I haven't seen many challenges where you're getting your pussy ate. So I thought maybe you could do like 100 fishmongers eat your pussy or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always amazed at the amount of guys that lick me out after they know I've just been plowed through by hundreds. Like some of them, they do queue up, like even when during the 1,000, some of them was queuing up separately to lick me out. But I couldn't give them much time to lick me out because I needed somebody inside of me, like consistently.
What, but, like because you wanted it or to keep the time?
That was for very much numbers. So a lot of that was like I needed somebody in me to be able to keep getting the numbers up. A lot of them love the idea of licking me out, cleaning up. The amount of requests I get to do cleanup duty.
Oh, it's like that meme, good soup.
I've not seen it.
It's just a guy goes, good soup. But I can imagine them eating it up and being like, good soup.
Yeah, no. I really want to get a chain of straws and put it in my pussy after like loads of cream pies and suck it out.
Wow. Wait, suck it. You're sucking it out.
Yeah, like, you know, as a kid, did you ever make them like straw chains?
Wiggly straws.
I don't know.
Well, like the ones that sort of, or like, you know, like the beer hat.
No, like, you know, when you'd cut them and attach them together. Did you ever do that?
No, but maybe that was why... Maybe there's something in that. You did that and that made you want to fuck loads of men. I don't know.
Like, but yeah, similar to the brown straws. I basically want to put the straw inside of me after having loads of cream pies and then suck it out.
You could also sell it. You could jar it.
Yeah.
like
I could, but it's just that liquid gold. I don't want to give it away.
True.
I'm too rich to be giving that out.
Yeah. I mean, so what made you want to do like so many? Because you could, because there are girls that make millions on OnlyFans, like just fucking one or two people.
Yeah.
What made you want to be like?
Like when I first started, yeah, it was just for the money.
Mm.
But then the more I did it, the more I enjoyed it. And then I actually started learning a lot more about sex, porn, the industry, how taboo it is for a woman to speak proudly of it, and how if I talk about schoolboys, it's like, oh my God, you predator, you're grooming her.
Yeah.
So then it encouraged me, it made me want to do more. So each event I go to, like when I started off with schoolies, freshers, and like spring break, each time I was like, I want to outdo it. I want to do something more extreme. So it sort of just fell naturally. There was never a day I woke up and was like, I want to do crazy events. It just... it fell naturally, which I think is the best way, because I do it because I want to do it. I didn't look at anybody else doing events thinking, oh, they've earned loads of money from this, so I'm going to do it.
Okay.
When I first started, I didn't know if it's going to make money or not.
You're a high achiever.
Yeah.
You always want to like beat the next goal.
Well, I want to find my limits. I've never had to tap out yet.
Yeah. What is your, what do you think your limits is? Like, are there certain things you do that you're just like, I never want to do that?
I mean, I've never done anal yet.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow, that shocks me.
I know.
Because even I've tried it once.
Yeah, and people think, oh, am I scared of shitting on somebody? And like, I'm not bothered. Like, if I shout on someone, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just at the moment, it doesn't appeal to me.
Mm, your pussy's got a lot more to give still.
Yeah, like, I don't mind a thumb on the arse, but like, then when it goes in, I'm like, that's not as pleasurable.
Guys must be trying to put it in your arse, though, at these gangbangs.
Oh, a lot of the time.
Right, yeah.
Well, I say that, sometimes it's just by mistake. Because it's that chaotic sometimes when I'm bent over. They're like trying to, you know, get their dick in and they're not really concentrating. But they've never done it against my will, or they've never tried to. If I've said don't do it, they're more just doing it because they're like, they're just oblivious at what they're doing.
Has anyone accidentally slipped it in like your ear or something?
No, I mean, I've had people like wanking and like coming in my ear.
Yeah.
People playing with all different body parts, but... as a whole, no. Oh, I had a guy in one of my recent gangbangs. I was like, I want to rub my dick on your eyeball.
What?
And I was like, why not?
Wow.
So there's a video of me and I'm spreading my eye wide open and he is there with his massive cock rubbing it along my eyeball.
Fucking hell. I admire your commitment. Mm. You are very committed to trying new things.
Yeah, there's so much I haven't tried yet. Well, the main thing I want to do soon is just find my limits. I want to get to the point where I'm tapping out. And I'm like, wow, my body can't take this now. I need to tap out.
Like from a physical perspective or like an emotional perspective?
Well, apparently I've got no soul, so emotional is oblivious. But just physically, like I want to find my limits. It's like an athlete, if they never ran at their fastest speed, like they want to find what time they can reach. I want to find either how many cocks I can take or... what's the craziest thing I can do?
Yeah, you've got no soul, but lots of holes.
Exactly. That should be my new slogan.
Has anyone ever told you might be autistic?
I'm very factual and straight to the point, and I'm like, I'm not very emotional.
Because I feel like autistic people, they're often either like not sexual at all. They can be quite hypersexual.
Yeah.
So I wonder if...
if you had to diagnose me, would you say I'm autistic?
You've got a touch of tism, I would say. A little bit. Like... there's an element there.
Yeah. I'd say I'm very factual. I'm very straight to the point. And sometimes when people get emotional, I'm like, just get over it. Or one, you've caused that situation, so you shouldn't be upset about it.
Yeah, I think you might be a little bit then. A little bit.
I definitely don't like wet wipes, that's for sure.
Really? Do you have any other weird sensory things? I mean, also you love cum.
Oh, no, when I say wet wipes, I don't mean actual wet wipes.
Oh, I thought you were like...
I mean, like, you know them...
I thought you were like... Yeah, I don't like the touch of wet wipes.
Oh, no, I literally anything and everything. But it's more, you know, them like Mardi people or them people that are just like so sensitive to everything. I'm like, oh, you're a wet vibe.
Right. That, also random question, is what do you eat for breakfast before it going bang?
Oh, recently I was eating double sausage McMuffin from McDonald's.
Oh.
But I had a gristle recently, like a gristle bit, and it put me off.
Okay.
I'll eat like anything. There's no set. I'm not like eating pasta and like, oh, I need to eat loads of carbs beforehand.
I didn't know if maybe you needed to like avoid solids in case you like accidentally throw it up or something.
I did recently. I had, and it was just an acai bowl. I had, so that's dead easy to go down.
Yeah.
I had a guy put his dick, like, obviously really deep down my throat, and, like, I gagged, and I was like, oh, my God, my size there. But luckily, I was wanking him off at the same time, so I just slurped the sick back up and carried on.
I mean, Asahi is really expensive, so you should, yeah, you
especially
should,
when it's got the granola, the coconut shavings, like,
definitely got to swallow that back down. I'm not wasting that. Yeah, for God's sakes. Yeah, no, I was sucking a guy off the other day and I was like barely even got halfway and I like gagged. So
yeah, sometimes I don't know, it's so different. Sometimes I feel like I'm running out of spit, sometimes I've got excessive amounts of spit. Like, I think it depends, like different angles. Like, I can deep throat really well in certain positions, and then some angles I'm like, nah, it's going nowhere, mate.
Yeah, I think also it's like, you know, when you're about to do like a final squat at the gym and you got to mentally prepare, sometimes if I mentally prepare myself for like taking the throat, I'm better
it's equipped. Like a mental game as well, you need to open up the holes.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So what challenges do you have next?
My next one is Bonnie Blue's petting zoo.
What the hell is that?
Well, I am going to be in a glass box, tied up, and it's going to be open for the public.
Oh my God. Where?
In London, centre of London, on the 15th.
Are you going to be naked?
Yeah, I'm going to be naked. I mean, I might start off with clothes on and they can cut them off or take them off.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal.
Do you have to like consult with the council and stuff first before doing it?
I mean, they'll probably be joining in, so I don't really need to consult with them.
Wow. So anyone can just like, what do you expect is going to happen?
See, that's the best thing. I don't know. Okay. There's so many things that happened at the 1000, which I couldn't have predicted, or people are the most unpredictable object. So I don't know. Especially when you open up to the public, what is going to happen? But I'm going to set up a website that's going to be launched soon. So people that have got verified OnlyFans, they can put in their applications, and then it will also be open up for the public. And it's going to be like a mixture of everyone from different backgrounds, different reasons for wanting to be there.
Like in the box, or it's just going to be you in the box, or other people going
to
be in the box?
It's going to be me in the box, but people can join me to fuck me, touch me, just look at me. Or they might want to just be outside of the box, just watching and wanking. Like, it really is going to be open to everyone. And they might have a different fetish that they want to sort of release whilst they're there.
How do you keep it so, like, kids don't see it?
Well, obviously, when there's security on the door, so I'm not
So you're just, like, far away.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be in a glass box like in the men. Probably didn't explain it very well. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the centre of London, but in a house.
Okay. Not
in
like,
a house,
right,
in a glass
okay.
box.
Because
yeah.
I was thinking like David Blaine for a second. You know that guy who like hung himself in a glass, not hung him, but he was in a glass box that was hanging above the Thames. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'd love to be on the back of a lorry in a glass box, fucking my way through the London.
Right.
That would probably be illegal.
Probably.
So, yeah.
But if TFL want to sponsor that, they're more than welcome to.
Double glazing company.
Yeah. That would be a good opportunity for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Petting zoo.
Yeah.
Like, so where can someone sign up?
Bonnieblue.events. So I'm going to launch it soon. And that way, whether you do OnlyFans or you just want to come and watch, or you just somebody that's tested, then you know exactly like how to get involved.
I predict... You obviously get a lot of people fucking you and things like that. I think you'll get a couple people coming to like preach to you, like probably like read the Bible to you and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'd happily welcome that. Like, I'm not against any religions. Like, I'm not religious at all, as people can probably tell.
Yeah.
And they tell me to find God all the time, but they can happily come and read to me. Might be wasted, but. Yeah.
You're still going to be fucking.
Yeah.
Whether they're reading to you or not.
I mean, I'm doing God's work, so... I mean, if they believe that God created everyone, then God created me to be a slut, so...
Wow, yeah. True.
Mm.
He blessed you with a good clit for a reason. Yeah.
Blessed me with holes and the ability of social media to promote me being a slag.
I kind of agree with that, yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
This is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, all just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. So do you feel any way nervous at all about being...
Always get nervous that no one's going to turn up. That is my biggest worry. I'm like, what if I do all of this? I'm just in the glass box and like nobody shows. But I want to beat the 1,000.
Wow. Do you ever see yourself like the next craziest challenge being like, I'll become a trad wife?
No. I mean, I've sort of done the whole being married. Like,
yeah.
But it just wasn't for me. I can understand why it makes other people happy, but I mainly did it because so many other people around me was doing it. That's what you're made to think is happiness, like getting married, having children, buying a house. Mm-hmm. And then when I was actually in that situation, I was like, it's not for me. Yeah. I'm made for something else.
Also, with this petting zoo, are you going to like dress up like an animal or anything?
No. I mean, maybe when you come, you could dress up as like, what's your favorite animal? I feel like
a cat.
I was about to say a cat. You could maybe sit in the corner as a cat.
I could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to drink? Milk or cum?
Milky cum?
Yeah. So, I mean, some people's cum's really milky anyway, so.
True. That could be fun. And, but if people, what if I brought you an outfit along? Would you wear it? If I was like, because that's kind of part of the pet.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I could definitely wear it for a short amount of time.
Like if I brought you like a minion costume and you had to wear it, would you?
I mean, then I really feel like I would be called a predator.
Minion,
yeah, and like they're them little yellow things.
Yeah, they're not like real people though. So like,
yeah, if I dress up as a minion, they'd be like, right, that's it. She's trying to hit the younger audience.
Right, right, okay. Well, actually, I think there's quite a big adult audience for minions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe like you can meet me the little ones, and I could just stick them down, have them as moral support.
Yeah,
yeah. But I really want to do at the petting zoo in June. I want to do 2,000.
2,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's like the size of a town, right? Like a small town.
Yeah, I saw someone comparing it the other day to planes. There's like, this is like a full plane. There's like, Bonnie has taken like 10 times the amount of this. And I was like, wow, that is a lot of inches of cock.
That is. Do you have, I guess it's more possible with like 2,000 that day, because it's like they're not necessarily all fucking you, like some might just be like touching you and stuff.
Oh no, when I hit 2,000, like 2,000 cocks.
Oh
yeah.
Is there enough hours in the day for that?
I mean, Molly May once said we've all got the same 24 hours.
True, she did say that.
I will test it.
Have you done DP?
No.
Double penetration.
I want to do it. Wait, are you meaning that when it's the ass? Because I've not done ass yet, but I do want to try double vag.
Two in the vag.
Yeah, I want to try that. But I want to start off with thin, small dicks.
Okay. Wow, so this is an opportunity. If you've got a thin, small dick.
Maybe, yeah.
That might, because if you had two at once, I mean, you'd cut your time in half, right?
That is very, very true. Maybe I'd have time to go, you know, shopping, lunch, come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could fit into a normal day.
And a micro penis doesn't put you off?
No. Like, no one chooses the size of their penis. And we're like, I don't know, we try and embarrass people or we talk down to them. Like, oh my God, you've got a small dick. Mm. Like, they never woke up and thought, you know what, I want to have a small dick, or I don't want my dick to grow. Like,
yeah.
So why should we ever judge them? If someone's smelly, go and get some deodorant. There's no reason to be smelly. But for me or anybody to judge someone on the dick size, I just think it's horrible.
Do you ever think if you're a man, you'd have a big dick or a small dick?
I think average.
I often think about this. I think I'd be average.
Yeah. I got like some people you look at and you go, you've got a small dick. Some people look at and think, you sort of given big dicks at, like, size.
Yeah.
Some people surprise you though.
Oh.
I had a gangbang recently and this guy he was 18, literally looked younger. I was like, this guy's gonna be so nervous. He, I don't know, just didn't look like he...
But he was 18.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't look like he was gonna be crazy in the bedroom or anything. He got his dick out and I was like, that looks like a baseball bat. Like, where has
fucking
that come
hell.
From?
And when you see like a massive one, do you feel like you have to warm up more? Or are you just able to take it?
Sometimes I think with the big ones, shall I start off with some smaller ones first, then go to it?
Yeah.
Or do you start off with the biggest knowing, okay, well, the others are going to be smaller? Because what if you take an average size one and you think, oh, that felt a bit like sore or that hurt a little bit, then you know, I've got to go bigger.
Well, when you work out at the gym, you've got to warm up and cool down.
Yeah.
So I would say probably take a bunch of small, a big, then other small ones to cool down again.
It depends, because I did a gangbang recently just with porn stars. So as you can imagine,
yes,
they all had massive dicks.
Yeah. Was that with Andy Lee?
No, I mean, I did that one as well this week. That was fun as well.
Love him. He's great.
His dick's massive. Have you seen his?
Yeah. I mean, not in person. I mean, he's been on this podcast, but I didn't ask him to whip it out, but I have seen his videos, yeah.
It is very, very big.
What is the, like, do you have a preference between doing it with porn stars and then randomers?
Random people. Mm. I love, because you don't know what to expect. With porn stars, I look at their content beforehand, I see how they fuck, I've seen their dick size. I love the fact I don't know who's going to turn up. And these people I walk past in the street now and I think, have I slept with you? Your dad, your son, like, I don't remember them. And I love the fact so many people get to use me and then I forget about them the day later.
Yeah.
Damn. Whereas with porn stars, it's a bit different. It's a bit more plans and a bit more scripted.
And we're like, we're going to do this angle and this angle. Whereas
like
the average Joe might be like, I don't know.
See, even with like my professional porn, I've tried to be less structured. I've sort of said, hey, this is the idea. This is the type of angles I'd like to get. I'm like, when it starts, I want this to be pleasurable. I want us to all to have a good time. And I don't really want it to be cut. My porn used to be very, I guess, cut, start, because we'd be switching positions, getting different angles. Whereas now I like it to be when it starts, we're all zoomed in on it. And like, yes, we need to be aware of these cameras, but I want us just to focus on the sex and the fun. Otherwise, it becomes, feels like a day at work. And I never want sex to feel like that.
Yeah. Do you masturbate much?
Not really, no. Like, I feel like because I have sex so much. Yeah. Like, probably not that much, no.
No.
There's nothing against it. Like, some people think if guys have, like, loads of wanks, like, oh, it's because you can't get laid. I'm like, it's probably just easier for them to spit on the hand and have a quick wank.
What, do you, like, watch something after, do you watch, like, I don't know, like Friends after a gangbang or something?
Never watched Friends, actually.
Really?
I really like Miranda. Have you ever watched Miranda?
Yeah.
Obsessed.
You watch Miranda after a gangbang?
I have done before, actually. Yeah. been watching Dexter at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. My, I guess, ritual? Is that the word?
Yeah, ritual, yeah.
After a gangbang is a Pepsi Max.
Okay.
A shower, and then probably like a burger. And some sort of movie.
What burger?
Just like a beef burger.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Beef burger, Miranda.
Beef burger, Miranda. Yeah, I honestly obsessed with her.
Miranda, if you're watching this.
Yeah.
Bonnie join. Is having a petting zoo event on what? Have you said the date?
On the 15th of June.
15th of June. So if you want to turn up, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she can't even say sex, I don't think she would attend. But I mean, this might open her up.
Yeah, I don't think Miranda will attend, but.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Have you got any other events?
Hard to say. I try and keep things a bit of a secret until it happens. I will be doing Freshers again this year in September. Mm. But it's going to be so much bigger this time.
Okay.
Freshers last year was a lot of fun. And I got through 155 people in 2 weeks. But that was just a warm up.
Wow. And do you do like all the different unis?
Last year I only did Nottingham.
Okay.
Because like organizing it, because that was like my first one that was like, I guess, out of Australia, and I knew it was going to be hard to organize. So I was like, if I just focus on one, I know how to market it a lot better, because I thought if I spread myself too thinly, I might be turning up at these universities and they don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
Bit different now, so I've got a much bigger audience, so I'm able to go travel a lot further and people are still going to know the reason I'm there.
Wow, yeah. When I was at Freshers at uni,
What uni did you go to?
I went to a uni in Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think for my Freshers, we went to the pub and ate pot noodles. Mm-hmm. I don't think I did any gangbangs. So yeah. That is quite a way to welcome them.
A lot of people
them.
Are having sex at Freshers, though.
Yeah, I did actually have sex. I did.
Yeah. Was it good sex?
Fuck, I can't remember. I lost my virginity though for first year.
What, at Freshers?
Yeah, at Freshers.
What was losing your virginity like?
It was like, I remember it was fine. Mm. It was just average.
Yeah.
It was like, meh. It was just like a one night stand. What was yours?
Mine was, I was a lot younger, but mine was with a guy that was my boyfriend at the time. And I was basically sat on him, put his dick in for about 2 seconds and was like, oh my God, I'm going to be pregnant.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad experience at all. Obviously, some people have like really bad experiences, but it wasn't that. But it definitely wasn't this, like in the movies where you're stripping each other's clothes off and you suddenly have this passionate sex.
But with a boyfriend's kind of wholesome. Mine wasn't with a boyfriend. Mine was just a bloke.
His mum reached out to me recently and was like, oh my God, you spoke about losing your virginity. That was my son.
Is that the guy you got married to? No.
No, the guy afterwards I got married to.
Right, okay. Do you get people, like, hate from people from your school?
When I first started, I definitely got hate from them. Mm. Not ever to me, because they're cowards, but I circled everyone's group chats. And, like, some of my friends that was in them chats, they'd be like, oh, they've just downloaded your video and it's circling the group chat and they're talking about it. Now they can't really laugh. It's gone that big now where it's like, the joke's on you. You're still living with your parents. You sort of go nowhere in life. Like,
you know what, talking about like joking about you, like, so I do comedy and I'll go to like open mic events. The amount of people who will do their comedy set on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's never funny because I think because what you do is so insane and so ridiculous and like crazy that like anything you say about it is like that they try and make funny about. I don't know. They just can't make it funny almost. Yeah. Like, because it's just so out there.
Yeah, it's one of them. There's nothing to hide about it. Yeah. Everything's out in the open.
Yeah. Guys, stop doing open mic bits on Bonnie Blue. I'm sick of hearing it. But yeah. Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping. Do you have a tight vagina, do you think?
I'd say so.
Yeah, it's never like prolapsed during a
gangbang. I've never actually seen a prolapsed vagina, I don't think.
Right.
I've seen prolapsed arseholes.
Okay, yeah. But, well, like, not yours, but others.
No, I've seen others. Like, sometimes when I watch anal clips online, I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Are you watching that for education purposes?
I just find it interesting. Like, I'm not wanking off to it, but I watch it and I'm like, whoa, like, that is insane. There's this girl called Eden Ivy, I think her name is.
I feel like I've heard that name.
She does the most crazy anal scenes. And I see her content, I'm like, that is insane.
I've seen those ones where they like spread it apart and you can almost see into their like whole body.
Yeah, I feel like I could literally take it in and just, you know, start pulling out her insides.
Yeah. That is, because you do a lot of athleticism, but you don't do like wide gaping shit, really. No.
I do want to like test my body a lot more than what I have done, but it's just as and when I feel it's right. Or like, it might be during a gangbang soon. I'm like, actually, I want to try two dicks in my pussy at the same time, but I only want to do things when I feel ready for it or when I feel like, oh, I would enjoy that. I never want to feel like pressured by somebody who's been like, oh, I really want to see that. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to do it.
Yeah. Because what I was thinking, right? Because you know how they say like men, big dicks. No, big feet, big dicks, right? If we've got tight pussies, we must have small feet.
What size feet are you?
4.
Yeah, I'm a 4. Sometimes a 3 recently.
I've sometimes slipped into a 3.
Yeah, I think especially when it's heels that are like that. Sometimes I have to get a 3.
Let's see. Maybe we should compare. Yeah, feet. Let's compare them. Mine are not as nicely manicured as yours.
I mean, yeah, they're literally the same size.
Let's lift them up. Oh.
My toes could are do a with little moisturized. Oh, well. I've got a long hair on mine. There we go.
That's all right.
Well, my this is probably, sorry for the foot people, it's probably going to put you off my feet. My toe has like a little feel there, it like dints in for that toe to slot it in.
Oh, do you see what I mean? What you mean, yeah.
And then that one just slots behind it.
Yeah, I'm never going to wash this finger, by the way. This is worth a lot of money now, this finger. I find, you know what, I actually went to the podiatrist once.
What's that?
The foot doctor. Oh, yeah. Because I was getting some foot pain. She told me I have deformed toes.
Oh, why? Let's see your toes.
They're like curly. Can you see?
Oh, yeah, they are. Does that not hurt in your shoes?
Can do. Yeah. So I have to wear like a wide toe shoe. Oh. So something like that really hurts. But I will do it.
Yeah, because like, that toe's really straight. And
yeah,
then
and then
they
these are like curly.
That yeah. My grandma's finger's a bit like that because she has arthritis.
Really? Yeah. I think it's a bit of that. So... Lads, if you want to see some unique feet, here they are. You know?
Foot jobs are hard though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I literally, yeah, like some people ask for foot jobs. I'm like, this is difficult. Like trying to grip your feet close together, then go up and down. It's a workout.
Yeah, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm, damn. Yeah, but no, I would say we've got small feet. We must have pretty tight vaginas.
Yeah, that must be the new rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Small feet, tight vaginas.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I had some people phone in, mm-hmm. okay, and they've got some problems. And I feel like you're a woman of the world and you've experienced a lot of things and you can give some advice.
Yeah. Sometimes my advice isn't great, but I can try.
Okay. We'll try. Yeah. Okay. So this is the first problem.
Yeah.
Hi guys, I'm struggling a lot at the minute because my girlfriend found out that I was in the line for Bonnie Blue, and she's really mad at me. So don't know what to do about that.
Oh, he was in the line for you, and she's mad.
Okay, I do have a good solution for this one.
Okay,
he should bring his girlfriend to the petting zoo on the 15th.
Oh,
because then she will see. The sex to him wasn't because he loved me or because he was like, oh, I prefer you over my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Sometimes sex is just a release. It's just I want to have sex with this person and they don't think too much into it. Mm-hmm. But for women, especially I can still be like this, you can overthink it. You think, oh, he prefers that. Oh, he prefers Bonnie. Oh, he must think mm-hmm. Bonnie's prettier. And it's not that. It's literally the guy's seen me and thought, I want to have sex with Bonnie. He's joined my queue, as simple as that. So if he brings his girlfriend to the next event, she can see how it wasn't an emotional thing for him. It was just he wanted to have fun. And he can also maybe bring his girlfriend involved in it. We could have a threesome.
A bonding experience.
Yeah.
Have you had that before? A man come bring his girlfriend before?
Yeah, I did at spring break. And I was really nervous because they was a lovely, lovely couple. Hadn't been together that long and I didn't want to overstep. Because people think I hate all women. Like, that's not the case. I love it, especially if a new couple comes to me and they're clearly open-minded and they want to have fun. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't want to overstep. I didn't want to be sucking his dick too much and then she feel left out. Or
are
we suddenly enjoying it more with me and not her? But I love it. If a partner brings their girlfriend, I'm like, well, you've clearly got a really good communication path. You're very open-minded.
Yeah.
And then it makes it you can try different things.
I feel like, yeah, that could be a bonding experience.
Yeah. And then who knows, they might come to the petting zoo and think, wow, I really enjoy this. And then as a couple, they want to go and experience new things together. And he can keep his girlfriend included as opposed to lying about where he is.
Yeah. Couples that fuck together stay together, some would say. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Yeah. You know, look, if you had to queue up for Bonnie Blue, you had to do what you had to do. And she can't get over that.
I mean, maybe if she'd have drained his balls that morning, though, he wouldn't have been in my queue. So you could look at it both ways.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not sucking hard enough.
Exactly. Maybe she should take some tips.
Yeah. Yeah. But learn some tips by going to Bonnie Blue's event.
Yeah. Best way to learn. And if she wants to have it out in person, I'm up for a fist fight.
Yeah. Would you allow fights? Wrestling, maybe?
Or like an oiled up wrestling session. Yeah. Dildos.
Yeah.
That
is how all women fight. We all have oily wrestling sessions.
Oh, yeah. Just like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Okay. Right, we've got another. We've got some more. Yeah. Okay.
Hi guys. I spent all my money on Bonnie Blue's Only Band. I've got nothing left.
Sorry, it's reminded me of Ian Beale. I've got nothing left.
So he spent all his money on OnlyFans, on Bonnie Blue's OnlyFans.
I mean, I'd say it's a good investment. So
it's educational. Educational. In my opinion.
It can help you with other girlfriends in the future. So see it as an investment. Don't see it as a loss.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Don't.
And yeah, I mean, the event on the 15th is free. So
yeah,
if you run out of money and you can no longer chat to me, then just come and fuck me.
Yeah, you haven't got a. You haven't got to spend a ton of money on Bonnie Blue to see Bonnie Blue. You've just got to buy a ticket to the, like, train ticket to wherever it is you're going to be.
I mean, you can walk if you're on a budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. People always say, like, why don't I charge them? And I'm like, I don't want to, like, I want it to give back to them. Like, for example, that guy who said he spent everything. I'm like, okay, I want to give back to you.
Also, if you charge it, then it becomes a legal thing, doesn't it?
Oh, it becomes like a whole debate. Like, I did think about donating the money to like a men's mental health, but then if you're paying for it, like with the rules in the UK, it can become quite difficult.
You've done enough for men's mental health. I feel like you don't need to do more. It's fine. Right. One more problem that was sent in.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm a big fan. I would like to be part of your next challenge. Quite a small penis. Is that allowed? Is that okay? Will you be able to do anything with it? Okay, thank you.
He's got a small penis. Oh,
see, that's fine. Like, I hate it when people feel insecure about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think when you've got a small penis, you just need to do different sex positions. Right. I think for small penises as well, like when you're, I'm terrible with sex names, when the girl's on the back with the legs like over the head.
I like to call it extreme missionary, but I don't know what it's called.
But we can go with that. Like, I think that's a good one if you've got a small penis.
Yeah.
Sometimes doggy isn't great because by the time their hips are hitting your ass and stuff, do you know what I mean? The dick can't really go as deep. So
absolutely.
I think like the girl riding or the like girl's legs all the way back, that's good if you've got a small dick. So you just need to know how to use it.
And also with you, like we said, so warming up and cooling down. So maybe if you arrive at session, not in the middle, but at the start or the end with a micro penis.
That would be good.
That would be more efficient.
Yeah, he would be a brilliant cool down.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool down, warm up. There's a place for everyone.
Oh, there always is.
Yeah.
Maybe he can be part of my first double penetration.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely think if you're going to do DP, you should try with the micro penises first. And then...
Sometimes I feel like if it was micro, that might be quite difficult because they might be falling out.
Yeah, and then you've got to sort of... Yeah, it's like, harder to straddle.
I think like this and thin would be good because then when they're in, they've got a bit of... You know, okay. I can move around and they're not going to flop out straight away.
So if there's anyone with a pencil penis.
Yes, pencil.
They should get in contact about doing a DP.
Some people find it gay as well because obviously their dick's touching another guy's dick.
It's not as bonding. It's a bonding experience.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think it's gay.
No.
I want actually a lot of gay people to come to the Pet & Zoo.
Yeah.
Because I've got like a really big gay audience and I feel like I've not done anything for them yet. So
I love that. I can imagine why they would like you, because I gay men, right, from my experience with them, they love a bit of fucking around.
Yeah.
So and they do like saunas and shit, you know, where they sort of do the sort of dark room. Oh, would you do a dark room?
Yeah, I think sex scenes look so hot when it's dark and you've got the light and you can see like the sweat.
Oh no, when it's pitch black.
Oh my god.
When you can't, and you just sort of sit and you just sort of,
I wouldn't know who's going in. And
yeah,
that would be good. Because I actually love when I don't know who's inside of me. Like sometimes I turn around and go, oh, got a new one in me. Didn't even notice we'd swapped.
Yeah. Because you worked in recruitment, right?
Yeah.
Recruitment's quite a slutty job. They all fuck each other.
See, I was very, very, very innocent back then.
Because I was thinking maybe that was like, you into it.
And the recruitment jobs I did was very serious. It wasn't like some of my other friends worked in recruitment and it was a lot more younger, fun.
Yeah.
I was like very serious recruitment.
Oh, okay. Right, I see. Yeah. No, I thought maybe they were sort of off, you sort of gangbangs in the office.
No, literally just shitloads of KPIs.
Oh, fuck, KPIs. That's key performance indicators for those that don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, you actually now have some pretty strong KPIs. You're like, oh my 2,000, 3,000. Yeah.
Yeah. They're very. Come on, I used to have to do like 50 candidate calls a week. I think, fuck yeah, now that's a lot. Now I get through 50 guys in a day and I'm like, where's the rest?
Are you keeping records of it? Like, of the numbers?
No. I probably should, but yeah. I'd probably run out of paper before I...
I could be a record keeper if you want.
Mm, do you
want
to come with a note?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll sort of make a tally.
I'll get you a chair, your milk.
Yeah, and my cummy milk.
Yes, your cummy milk. I'll make sure. Absolutely.
So we are in a sec going to just go into like a Patreon segment.
Yeah.
Okay. And where I need you to teach me a couple things, basically. Mm-hmm. How to give head.
Yeah.
And how to keep my pussy tight. These okay. are things I'm worried about at the moment, all right? Mm-hmm. But before we do that, is yeah. there anything else, like events or messages you want to give?
Well, this Sunday, I'm going to the Nottingham Forest football game.
Okay, yeah.
And I tried to go to a football game at that stadium, like in December last year.
Okay.
I did some TikToks and was like, hey, boys, I'm going to be at the game. Didn't say I was going to fuck, didn't say I was going to misbehave. And when I got to the gates, the security was like, you are banned. You are not allowed in the game. Like, we don't want you here. And I was like, what, just because I'm a sex worker, like, I'm not allowed in?
Yeah.
They wouldn't disclose any information. They're like, it's a private property. We don't want you here.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I have not been contacted. No one has said to me, hey, you're permanently banned. Mm-hmm. It was just from that one occasion where they was like, we don't want you in.
Right.
I went last week to do some interviews outside of the stadium. Didn't intend on going in. And security suddenly was like lining up saying like, fuck, we don't want you on the pavement. I'm like, you don't own this part of the road. Like, I'm allowed to be yeah. here. And they're radioing like, Bonnie Blue's here. She's not allowed here. But they never disclosed to me I'm not allowed there. So they're yeah. just being pathetic. So on Sunday, I'm going to get hair and makeup done, going to go in disguise because I believe Nottingham Forest have made a massive mistake and they're going to invite me back to the game. They just don't know it yet.
Oh, okay.
So I will be at the game at Nottingham Forest this Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't know it yet.
Are you going to wear a moustache?
No, I'm going to stay as a girl.
Okay.
But I haven't decided yet if I can just get away with a brown wig, maybe brown contacts and like different makeup. Or if I need to go full on like prosthetics.
Yeah, like nose, a big nose and a right.
Yeah.
A fat suit maybe.
I think it's gonna be quite warm. I might be a bit sweaty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing their faces when they realise they've scanned my ticket and
so,
let me into
so you're gonna go in there. Are you gonna then take it off when you're in there?
I've not decided yet. I'm definitely gonna film the whole getting ready and I'll show the video so they're gonna know I was there. But yeah, I might, whilst I'm sat watching the game, start taking it off.
Okay. So, fuck Nottingham Forest. Well, no. I mean, you like the team, right?
Well, I'm from Nottingham. Yeah. So, yes, I supported them. But also, they treated me disgustingly. So,
yeah.
No, I'm supporting Chelsea this weekend.
And you're putting Nottingham on the map.
Yeah.
So,
fuck I mean, them. Their nickname before was Shottingham.
Yeah.
I think it's much better for them to know. Like
now it's Bonnie Bluingham. Bonnie Bluingham.
It's much better for them knowing that, you know, they've got this slag here. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I seem to piss a lot of people off from Nottingham. Even Nottingham Uni reached out.
No way.
And they said, we don't want to see you outside of our clubs. We don't want to see any of our logos in the background. But like when I did my interviews, I'm stood on a public street. So yeah. when I'm filming myself, sometimes a club logo is going to be in the background. The Nottingham logo is going to be there. Mm. Like, what, am I not allowed to stand on the pavement?
Yeah.
Like, everyone else has public interviews.
I've had it before. I've been in a park and I had some guy be like, fuck off out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you're an OnlyFans person. Get out. And I was like, in the park.
And then what frustrates me is like, oh, we don't discriminate against sex workers. It's like, you clearly are. And also, I probably pay a lot more tax than I've paid for the majority of your teachers than what the other middle-aged women have.
And it's like, as long as you're not doing porn on the street,
yeah,
then it's like, who the fuck cares?
As long as I'm not breaking the law, I'm like, I'll push it to its limits.
Yeah, jeez. Right. Well, Nottingham, you're in for a treat this weekend.
See you this weekend, boys.
Have you got any other messages you want to say to the world?
I guess just that they're going to be seeing me a lot more. Mm. I have not done any of my craziest stunts yet. There's a lot more in the pipeline. Yeah.
Can you say any now or off camera?
Can't say any yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think people probably need therapy after they've watched some of them.
I like the sound of that.
I do too.
Count me in. High five to that. Nice. Right, we're going to go into a little Patreon segment.
Yes.
But it's been an absolute pleasure having you, today. On my...
So are you going to come to my petting zoo?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to be there in my cat costume, drinking my cum milk. I might touch a penis.
You could interview some of the guys as well.
Yeah.
See how disgusting apparently they are.
Yes, I would love to interview some of those guys. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely I'll be there, guys. So you got to get a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah, free ticket. Blue events. Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to walk in now to the Patreon bit quickly. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so what we do is we just walk.
Oh, you want me to do that as well?
Oh, yeah. Bye, guys. We're going to go now. Bye.
Oh, okay.
So we walk.
I mean, this is nearly as bad as a TikTok dance.
Yeah.